FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's growing concern over the rising price of food, despite the country's overall inflation rate remaining steady in May. Stats SA today revealed that consumer inflation remained unchanged at 2.8% last month, with the annual rate for food increasing from 4 to 4.8%. Biggest contributors to the rise in prices are meats, specifically beef, maize meal and vegetables also saw notable increases. Stat SA's Patrick Kelly says this is why.
This is driven by factors such as the foot and mouth disease, as well as higher prices for the feed that is given to cattle. We do also see some increases in the cereal products, so this covers our staple product, and in particular maize meal and samp are recording double-digit inflation levels.
Meanwhile, economist Wandile Sithlobo says the recent increases are in line with expectations and may be short-lived due to improving local and global supplies, temporary poultry import restrictions, and easing grain and oil prices.
We see now things recovering, and if you look at the various fresh produce markets across the country, the supplies are healthy, so we are not as worried on that. I don't think that there are some retailers that are being greedy on anything, because the price increases that is really driven by those factors that I've explained. And yes, this involves price increases in beetroot, lettuce, carrot, all of those were seasonal heavy rains that have affected that.
At the same time, government is partially lifting its ban on poultry imports from Brazil starting tomorrow. The Department of Agriculture says trade can now resume with all Brazilian states except one, which was hit by a bird flu outbreak last month. Only products made within 28 days before the outbreak were affected by the ban. Durban-based Murlog Foods manager George Southey has welcomed the move.
This move balances biosecurity with the urgent need for affordable protein in South Africa. Speed matters when it comes to food security. We now await final agreement on the health certificate wording to resume immediate trade without delay.
And a 17-year-old girl has been identified among those killed in yesterday's bus crash near Vryheid in northern KZN. That has been confirmed by EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini. Dlamini is at the Dundee Forensic Mortuary today, assisting families in identifying crash victims. The victims, 10 of them, were returning home after attending the EFF's Youth Day rally in Durban on Monday. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, Dlamini says the teen is the youngest.
Our focus now is to make sure that we come to comfort the bereaved. There's financial implications on what's going to happen, and the EFF will be there all the way.
And finally, Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie says talks are underway to award the Proteas cash incentives after their historic win at the ICC World Test Championship final. The victory at Lord's marks the country's first ICC title in 27 years. McKenzie was among the thousands of people who welcomed the champions home at the O.R. Tambo International Airport in Gauteng this morning. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Barbarians could be a slippery affair, according to Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus. 8 full debutants named in the British and Irish Lions squad for their clash with Argentina on Friday. And Ollie Pope retains his place in the England Test side for the first test against India.